Tourism Brief, Episode 2.
Are you looking for some simple and logical business coaching tips and need advice that will help your tourism, travel, or destination company? Manny Papadoulis from Icon Tourism, one of the tourism industry's leading consultants and business coach, reveals strategies, tactics, and marketing solutions that will give you the results that you're looking for. So grab your notepad and pen as Manny Papadoulis and his guests reveal some great tourism business nuggets. The Tourism Brief understands the business of tourism. Now, here's your host, Manny Papadoulis.
Hi and welcome, and my name is Manny Papadoulis and I'm your host today, but I'm also the Executive Chair of the Icon Tourism Consulting, which is a boutique consulting firm of consultants and business coaches who help your tourism business or destination to profit from our knowledge and practical experience. We know the business of tourism. So what is a tourism brief? Since 2007, Icon Tourism webinars and webcasts have been bringing you advice and knowledge from experts in the field. And after some research, we decided to do three things. First, to go from webinars to twice weekly podcasts. Second, to make the podcast no longer than 15 minutes. And third, load them up on iTunes so that not only our clients and our mailing list get the benefits, but so can the rest of the tourism industry. So let's get underway with episode number two. Last week, I revealed to you the big change that Google had done with search. And if you haven't listened to episode one, have a listen, but I pointed out how Bronwyn White from My Travel Research at the Travel Distribution Summit in Singapore presented a white paper that pointed out how Google is different now for every search query, every device and desktop. There is no longer the big holy single grail of metric of being on page one of Google for a keyword. So if you're using an Indian search engine optimization company who's trying to get you on page one, then cancel them, as there is no such thing as a page one. Page one is different for every single person depending on the device you're searching on, where you're actually located, and your past history on search. Google search is turning into a personal assistant more than a search engine. The days of the holy grail metric of page one search results based on search engine optimization and keyword dominance are all but gone. The sooner companies realize this and turn from being marketers to publishers of online content, that's right, you've got to become online content publishers, the quicker the profits will follow to your tourism bottom line. I know this sounds confusing, but I'll be giving you a few tips shortly to help you get through all this. What you must remember, the tourism organizations, destination companies, and corporations that understands Google's latest search changes will have a long-term competitive edge. You really need to get and understand this, folks. Let's be clear, Google's new search algorithm is not a search update, but an entirely search engine overhaul. And as I said, the days when the old search algorithm could be gamed by artificial links, building and stuffing poor online content with repetitive keywords are all but over. Bing and Yahoo are also embracing the semantic search, but Google, with around 67, maybe even 70% of online search, is the dominant player by far. Semantic search means that each person searching for a word or phrase, for example, Las Vegas, will receive a different set of search results depending on where they are, their search history, and their previous social media engagement. Semantic search uses such contents, online history, and social media signals to personalize everyone's search results. Google is becoming an intuitive personal assistant, and the more you use Google products like Google Now, Google Plus, Google Places, and YouTube, the more Google will love you. So if your posts are relevant, practical content often, and receive high engagement on social media, Google will consider you an authority. It may then reward you with fast indexing and higher ranking to relevant searches. Don't underestimate, there are now 60% of all travel throughout the world begins with people searching online. B2C companies should therefore place less emphasis on printing brochures, buying print adverts, and going to travel shows, and they should start invest in relevant, good quality content instead. I tell you, it's time for the tourism industry and destination marketing organizations to meet their customers where they are, and that is online. I know many of you are already doing this, but if you're putting it off, the days are numbered. You've got to get not only online, but you've got to do it right, and you've got to do it consistently. It's no longer set and forget. And as I often say, every travel business, even if you're an owner operator, has got to be spending 10 to 15 minutes a day with your social media and your online marketing efforts. Okay, let's get some fundamentals, basic fundamentals that you've got to have in order to start doing semantic search. And if you don't have these basics in order, your efforts with semantic search are likely to be in vain. And so it is important to check everything is okay with your website. And here are a few things to consider on your website. One, plan for mobile. If your website is not mobile enhanced, you need to get onto your web master and change it. It's very important. Semantic search is designed with mobile device usage at the forefront. Two, make sure your website is structured correctly to be indexed by Google, including things like headings, titles, descriptions. Again, check with your webmaster or your web designer and engage them and make sure that this is checked. Three, ensure your name, address, and phone number, your NAP, in business listings are consistent. You cannot be too vigilant here. Consistency in listings tells Google you are a legitimate business. Inconsistencies in listings will harm your standing, include spelling, format, and phone numbers. Okay. Make sure you're signed up to the Google products. I resisted this for ages, and to be honest with you, I've just got onto Google Plus, and this is after I've heard all this at the conference a couple of weeks ago in Singapore, where Bronwyn White pointed all this out. So you've got to start using Google products. If you love Google, Google loves your back. Conceptually, that's a pretty simple concept, so make sure you start to get yourself familiar with Google products, even though, like me, you love Twitter and or Facebook. Tip number one, Google Places for Business Listings. Claim and list your business, then populate it with relevant information and be sure to include the 5 videos and 10 photos it allows you to. And start asking your customers for reviews on Google Places. This will help you immensely. Local Google listings will always feature prominently, in particular with any mobile search query, especially voice queries. Number two, create your Google Plus profile for you, the person. This is different than your Google business listing. So become active and encourage your staff to be active as well. Number three, set up your link Google Plus profile to the content you create through Google Authorships. That's Google Authorship. You may want to get your web person to help you out with this. Get them to link any website you contribute to and under Google Authorships. If you're a large tourism business, check in with your IT department or web company to see about authorship. There are also ways for large organizations to do this. Number four, create a Google Plus business page. Become active on a daily basis if you can and link your business website to your Google Plus business page, again through Google Authorship. I've already mentioned that. Number five, YouTube. Sign up and start creating videos. Evidence is that videos are the most successful ways to encourage connection to your business, and it's not hard to do. They don't have to be million-dollar productions. You don't have to engage a video company. Folks, with your own iPhone, go out and start creating videos about your product, about your rooms, your swimming pool, how far and how close you are to certain destinations. Just start getting them up. People don't might matter about, in fact, sometimes being that little bit less professional shows you're real, authentic, and you're looking after your customer. Once you have the basics in place, and I've just mentioned them all before, it is then time to start working on your content marketing strategy. Now, every year you used to produce a brochure. Now you're going to be producing a content marketing strategy. Icon Tourism can help you out with this. If you want assistance with the content marketing strategy, then email me at manny@icontourism.com.au. But creating content, you are now investing in your own online real estate, and you've got to see content production as a marketing expense. Consider your content the latest addition to your sales team. The content you create and distribute online will sell your product or service. Many content marketing experts are saying and telling us that destinations and tourism businesses need to shift from calling themselves marketers of tourism to publishers of content to grow their audience and visitation. This means you've got to start to consider initiatives like redirecting budgets from brochure design, print runs, to perhaps a blog with awesome stories and blog pieces alongside creative visual content. Increasingly, this is what our potential customers are looking for. It is important in some magic web that we create trust, reputation, and authority. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this next week, but that's enough for now because we're rapidly running out of time. And I want to give you some more hints. And our regular guest contributor, Tourism Tim Warren, he's back again, and he's got done another little recording for us. And this time he's talking about the concept of social proof. Have a listen.
Hey, Tourism Tim Warren here with an important tourism marketing tip to help you sell more travel. Have you ever heard of the concept of social proof? Well, social proof has to do with creating trust in your advertising so that more people believe what you're up to and are more compelled to take advantage of your offers and your promotional efforts. So have you heard the question, what is the most trusted form of advertising? Well, if you've thought of word of mouth, you're correct. About a year and a half ago, Nielsen did a survey of 28,000 people in 56 countries and asked the question, what was the forms of advertising that they trusted most? And it was no surprise that at the top of the list, word of mouth, recommendations from people I came in at 92%, followed by consumer opinions posted online at 70%. So knowing that word of mouth and opinions, including reviews, this could be on TripAdvisor, this could be a comment in Facebook or LinkedIn or anything that someone said about you, it could be an article that was written about you, knowing that those are the most influential forms of social proof that can convince a stranger that you're a reliable, experienced operator, destination, lodge, travel consultant. Knowing that, it's really important to integrate it in all of your marketing. There's about 10 different ways that I know that absolutely turn travel shoppers into buyers using social proof. But one of the top ones, of course, is testimonials. You really need to be using testimonials in all your marketing, especially on your website. And I really recommend video because video captures enthusiasm, it captures emotions, and that's the business we're in. Plus, you can get all the visuals of the great places that we send people. So if you want to sell more travel, you've got to integrate social proof, and one of the best ways to do that is with testimonials. For more tips, tools, and trainings on how to grow your travel business and sell more, book more trips, and fill up your lodge, or you've got to go to travelbusinesssuccess.com. And if you really want to turbocharge your marketing, go to the link on this page and check out my Tourism Marketing Success Online program. It is absolutely guaranteed to help you all your marketing, especially your website. Take care. Tourism Tim signing off.
Thanks, Tourism Tim. And if you want to get that success course, then if you just Google Tourism Tim Warren, it will come up and you'll be able to. I highly recommend the course. It's not that expensive, and the information that he provides in that course is very, very good. Okay, that's bringing us close to the end of our second podcast for the Tourism Brief. We will be coming back shortly next week with another Tourism Brief. Now, if you need any further information about anything today, then please email me at manny@icontourism.com.au. If you're looking to get one-on-one coaching and get more specific about the information we can pass on to you, again, email me at manny@icontourism.com.au. Look up our group coaching market, or if you want some consulting help with your business plan, marketing plan, or even your content strategy that we talked about today, again, email me at manny@icontourism.com.au. This is Manny Papadopoulos signing out, and here is your tourism success.